Well, I should have spelled it B-O-O-F-A-Y. Well, that could be the redneck version. Give me that buffet hotel app.
Yeah. And if you want to say that word buffet like you would if you were pulling into the all-you-can-eat establishment, that's cool, too.
If you want to shell out the bucks, you can say Buffett Hotel. You can call it anything you want. You know, that I've never been one to hang on to metaphors. You know, when you write a song or you do a title, it is a, when you put it out there, it belongs to your public, and that's the way I feel about it. So once out there, and you can, you know, I always got a kick. I always thought once I was going to, we're working on a game, and part of it, I thought, you know, part of the game would be join the band. So I'd love for people to be able to, you know, with technology today, you can make a game where you could actually sit in and play instead of being Rock Band and looking at caricatures. You could sit in with the real band, and there are ways to do it. And some people would go, oh, you can't do that. It would be too purist, you know, the essence of what was there. I'd go, it's show business, man. It's just show business, in my humble opinion. Other people think it's more serious. I happen not to. So have at it.
Yeah. Here's an idea. When that comes to fruition, you'll remember you heard it here first right now. When you're playing in a choral.
Let me just say there's something already in the works, Steve.
Yeah. It doesn't surprise me. We learn to be cool from you.
Oh. Well, it's an interesting thing because there are people out there that, because I was not cool. I mean, all you got to do is ask my children when they look at pictures of me in high school. I was a geek. And, you know, I was so bad that I wanted to have these Buddy Holly glasses, you know, and because I thought that was cool. That's the first thing I really thought was cool. So I got these glasses and I went down and I ordered them, you know, and I looked at all those Buddy Holly album covers, and I took it in to the eye store at that time. It wasn't like it is now. It was like, I think you bought them from the optometrist, also sold you your glasses. There were not a lot of eye boutiques back in the 60s. And so I so wanted these glasses, and of course they got the order wrong, and the glasses looked even geekier. They didn't look like Buddy Holly's glasses at all. So I was double geeked at the time. So any way I could learn to be cool, I watched and I studied people that I thought were cool. So
yeah, I loved your Maynard G. Krebs reference.
Yeah, Maynard was the first cool guy, you know, and he was the beatnik. And so you start there, and, you know, Gardner McKay, of course, and the list goes on. And then you get into, you know, there's people in this that are certainly, you know, I wrote it as a tribute to, and they know who they are.
Yeah, you can hear him for yourself right now. We learn to be cool from you, Jimmy Buffett, on Radio Margaritaville.
For Timbuktu, I said it before, I'll say it again. We learned to be cool from you. Hey, lady in the Mermaid Cafe, bathed in a spotlight of blue, singing those Sarah Vaughan songs until dawn. We learned to be cool from you. Maybe I can parlay the little français. Maybe I can even write a whole page a day. Do a crossword puzzle in a minute or two. But I learned to be cool from you.
we could do through all of the games and all of our fame. We learned to stay cool from you. Hey there, Leonard and Willie on the stage, still singing your songs pure and true. Who would have thought the time could be bought? We learned to stay cool from you. Maybe I can parler a little français. Maybe I can even write a whole page a day. Do a crossword puzzle in a minute or two. But I learned to be cool from you. You said it's more about music and less about fame. You taught us it's okay to play. Captain Walter, steering for the stars, always knowing that your vision was true. It was your sign of note that kept us afloat. We learned to be cool from you. Maybe I can parler beaucoup français. Maybe I can still write a whole page a day. A crossword puzzle in a second or two, but I learned to be cool from you. I learned to be cool from you.
That's We Learned to Be Cool from You on Jimmy's new record, Bouvet Hotel. And you got that Write a Page a Day into that, work that into the song.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. You got to learn that. Well, there's a few things you want to do in life, and I still try to write my page a day. And I think it worked out on this record.
I think it did. Yeah. And